So let's take a look at the difference between ends and means. This probably seems pretty obvious at the outset. However, we actually tend to confuse ends with means quite a bit. This visual comes from the work of Roger Kaufman, who's done a lot of work on strategic planning and how you move an organization or an entity, including government entities and even educational entities, from where you are to where you want to be. In order to do that, it's very necessary to separate ends from means. In this visual, we can see that ends are results. There are the current results, what's happening right now, what are students learning or not learning, what are employees doing or not doing, and then there are the desired results. What do you want them to know? What do you want them to be able to do? And these have to be very clearly defined in terms of, very measurable goals. Maybe we've got 50% of our classroom can decode a text by the end of second grade, but 50% we know isn't enough. We want 95% or 100% of our students to be able to decode a readable text by the end of second grade. Those are ends. The means are how we get there. How do we move students from 50% to 100% of reading? Or how do we move employees from their current level of performance to their desired level of performance? The challenge is that we do often tend to jump to means even without realizing it. We may suddenly think, hey, my staff isn't performing the way that I really want them to, so I want them to go to training. And we haven't defined any desired results. We've simply gone from the current results to the means. And we have no idea where those means are going to take us. Those means could take us in a totally different direction, not towards our desired results. So by separating ends from means, we really begin to identify where are we, where are we headed, and how do we get there. This is especially crucial for universal design. Desired results may be the same for everybody, but the means may be very different for people. And when we jump to the mean, maybe it's training, maybe it's a particular instructional strategy in the classroom, what we do is, by design, unnecessarily limit other individuals from achieving a desired result because there's a single mean that we've chosen. The reality may be that in order to move individuals from current to desired, there may be flexibility within these means or variability within these means. For example, instructional strategies. Some children may respond very well to group activities. Others may simply need a whole lot more repetition and a lot more time. So it's very important to start with this distinction between what constitutes an end and what constitutes means. Let's take a look. We're pretty good at identifying gaps. We know when things aren't going exactly the way that we would like them to be going. First graders don't know their basic phonemes, or sales employees are not meeting targets. However, we jump to means and define those means as the objectives. So for example, maybe this teacher's thinking, my first graders aren't identifying their phonemes, so my objective is to do flashcard exercises with them until they improve. Or the supervisor may be thinking, our sales staff isn't selling as many online subscriptions as we asked them to, so I'm going to get some more training for them on that service. In both cases, the person jumped to a solution, a means for solving the problem. And in both cases, the means are pretty likely to not work. For example, flashcards may only work with a subset of students. Some may do well, others will not. And the data in the class will probably be flat because it'll work for some and not for others, and overall, it won't show any desired impact. In the second one, the supervisor hasn't identified the reason for the gap in performance. It may be that the sales staff have no real incentive to sell more, and no amount of training will make them want to work harder. Thus, the training will be a waste of money and resources, a mismatched means. This is where clear objectives come in. Let's take each example and rewrite these objectives so that they are good objectives that separate ends from means.